This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm Chris Witz. Really a joy to be with you again for these 4 to 5 minutes. Wherever you go, you'll find difficult people. If you try to run away from people who are difficult, you might be running for the rest of your life. Do you know someone like that? Now, sometimes the most difficult person in your life is you. So what should you do if the person you love has parents that you can't stand? What if you like your job, for example, but not your boss? How do you get along with your colleagues when you find it's difficult to get along with yourself? Interesting book by Dr. Les Parrott called The Control Freak and High Maintenance Relationships. And the book deals with difficult people. He says, it involves setting boundaries. It's more than that, he said, but it's also about doing certain things. It involves being a certain kind of person. And of course, it's not easy because I think we all deal sometimes with difficult people. But let's remember that there's no better example of Jesus than Jesus, the way he sorted these issues out and got on with people. So if we're to make the most of even our troublesome, difficult relationships with others, it will be because we are trying to be more like Jesus. We're trying to do something about it. And there are qualities in the ministry of Jesus and his life that we can emulate. For example, patience, compassion, honesty, a willingness to extend grace to that person that we might not get along with. And then, importantly, the ability to forgive. So it means loving even those that we consider just impossible people. So it could be that today you're dealing with a difficult relationship in your life. And there are, I think, 3 things that we could look at least today. What about the area of humility? If you feel yourself becoming resentful of someone, there might be an irritating person in your life. Just remember that you yourself can be equally as irritating. All of us are controlling people. We like to control situations, and sometimes in our lives, when we care about something more than those who do around us, we get irritated. People talk about neurosis, being neurotic. Well, we can be neurotic. We can be pushy when we think nothing will happen because we want to make it happen. And there are things we can be loud, obnoxious. We can have our own opinion and stick to it. We can be too shy, too sensitive, or we might be insecure. And when you realize that you too are a difficult person whom God loves you, despite the shortcomings you have and that I have, you can extend that grace to others. And I think that's tremendously important. So if you're going to admit your own weakness, you really have to be humble because that leads to grace. What about acceptance? It's a lot easier to focus on the faults of others than it is to look at your own frailties. But let's remember that the love that God shows to you and me is not conditional upon approving our attitude or their attitude, but extending patience. So God's love for you comes with no strings attached. And it's this very love that transforms you into a better person. So if you accept others with the love of Jesus, you'll watch something marvelous happen, that the damaged relationships will heal. And then I think there's hope. Once you have admitted your own less than perfect personality and you've decided to accept others, warts and all, you're ready to draw on the spiritual reservoir of hope, because the Bible says in 1 Peter 1:3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he's given us new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It's interesting that Rick Warren, who, of course, has written some very helpful books, talks about the fact that you can't please everybody. Even God can't do that. Have a look at John 5, verse 30, if you like. And you can also not plan never to retaliate. You know the story from the scriptures. Don't take revenge on someone who wronged you. And then, of course, you can pray for people. And the words of Jesus, I think, are very important. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That's in Matthew 5, verse 44. And, of course, the most important verse is Romans 12, 18. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everybody. Well, Father God, it's wonderful to be accepted by you because it brings us comfort and peace. Lord, we want to be at peace with all people. We want, Lord, to get on with people. So we pray you'll give us patience and hope and humility. And I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.